Amy Donaldson from the Deseret News to give us a breakdown of what occurred last night. How good was Jay Leno last night, Amy?
You know, he started out a little slow, and he got better as his stand-up routine went on. And there were a couple moments. So I sat at a table with some legislators and Frank Jackson, who's I think he's a junior at Lone Peak High School, nominated for a male prep athlete of the year. So it was there were a couple jokes that were a little bit uncomfortable to have a teenage boy at your table, but.
Oh, so
you're going to get that with Jay Leno, Amy. You're going to get that.
Let me just say, I saw the raw footage, some of it, and he really cleaned it up for the award ceremony. So I was proud of him. And he actually, he hit his stride when he started talking about how we as Americans just find really great and innovative ways to eat more and more disgusting food. So that part was the best part.
I'd love to hear it. So you sat next to Frank Jackson. BYU fans want to know all about the conversations that you had with Frank Jackson. Anything of note? Do you know where he's leaning as far as his recruiting? You probably didn't even ask him that question, but BYU fans want to know.
No. He's a pretty quiet kid. Have you guys ever interviewed him?
We haven't, no. We'd love to get him on our airwaves.
Very sweet kid. I'm not sure he knew who Jay Leno was before last night. Let me just say that. So, yeah. I think he got an education, but... I actually thought Jay was great, and great honor for those for the award nominees. It's an interesting award because it's a popularity contest. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you guys remember, but this is 4 years old. The first year, every category in which a BYU athlete or team was nominated, they won. BYU just swept everything. It was the year Jimmer won best college athlete. So yeah.
So, I mean, tell us how this occurs. So, how are these nominees chosen, and then who ultimately votes for these young men and young women?
So, there's a committee. I'm on the committee, have been since the start. There's some other media people representing. And then there's, executives from Real and the Jazz, and people just who are involved in sports businesses. And so we all kind of bring our expertise, and I'm basically there as token woman as usual, but
nothing wrong with being the token woman. At least you're a part of the gang, right?
You can, and not only that, but I bring some high school expertise that there's not a lot of people who've been doing it as long as I have. I've been covering high school sports for 16 years, so unfortunately, some of the people I covered are now having kids and coaching, and that kind of. When you see that, that's a little bit. Of a reminder of our own mortality. But yeah, so we all bring, lists of kids. I kind of keep track of them throughout the year, kids who have great performances. It is a calendar year, so you try not to forget, who did what. Tyler Haws wins best collegiate athlete, but it was really for what he did last winter.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's what people have a hard time with. And obviously I cover the Olympics and winter sports, so that's where I come in. That's where I'm helpful to the committee because a lot of the others pay attention to the major sports, and then we just haggle over. I don't know if you noticed, but the men's, I think it's the men's collegiate / that category and the professional Olympian. It had the maximum. We do between 4 and 8 in each category, and it was a really tough year to narrow down the men collegiate and the men pro Olympian category with the Olympics. Occurring, it always makes it a little bit tougher.
So Taysom Hill won Play of the Year, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. Event highlight of the year. I have to ask, did he hurdle somebody getting his award?
Did he jump up on the stage?
He obviously won that award for the Texas play. The Texas play, hurdling the Texas defender,
which was amazing. That was an interesting one because we debate all these plays. We look at a long. It's an afternoon of watching film for us, but it's highlights and I love them. I could watch highlight reels all day. It's so fun. But some people, it's hard because you're talking about one of the events that he was in competition with is the triple overtime game between Jordan and Brighton. And I covered that game. And so I don't know if you ever covered a triple overtime football game, but
wow.
People are just begging for somebody to win that game. Steve Bloom from the Tribune and I were covering it, and he started writing his story during the second overtime. And I said, "Don't do that. You're going to jinx us." Mm-hmm. And sure enough, it goes to triple overtime. So you're talking about one play versus a game, or the Tour of Utah was up against them, which is a week long event. So it's kind of hard to, that's why it's kind of a fan, you know, that the fans have to decide. But I don't know anybody who saw that play, especially live. I mean, it's kind of, you know, we're used to watching it now, so it's lost. It's like, what just happened? But I don't, when you guys remember, when I watched that live, it was like, it was one of those where you yell that you're not supposed to yell in the press box, you know? So it was just an amazing play. So I was actually glad to see him get it, but he didn't hurtle anybody, but he does clean up pretty nice.
Did the leg look good though? Was he walking around? Oh, cleans up well. Does the leg?
Yeah, he looked really, he represented well. He looked pretty handsome up there on the stage, especially next to some of the presenters we have. So, no, I'm kidding. I was one, so I can say that.
Look good, feel good, play good. Amy Donaldson from the Deseret News on with us here, Cougar Sports, ESPN 960. The only disappointing thing to me was the team of the year, okay? Look, how does an 8-4 U of U football team beat out a women's volleyball team that made it to the national championship? Amy, I just don't understand it.
I know, and you know, the thing is, like, I'm going to be biased here because, you know, I love women's sports so much, and I covered that team. They were, man, every woman on that team was a phenomenal story, and the coach was a phenomenal story, and your coach actually was also nominated for Coach of the Year, and then Jen Hampson was nominated as well, so as for Collegiate Athlete of the Year. So I was kind of bummed they didn't get any award. It is so hard, though. Mm. It's a fan award, and I'm just, come on, volleyball fans.
So the fans just didn't vote. You know, they didn't get online and vote for the women's volleyball team, is what you're saying.
Yeah, and I do think, you know, we always struggle every year with how to get the word out. I write stories, and I know some of the TV guys do some, and we did some radio stuff, but we just have to do a better job of letting fan bases know their you know, some of the high school kids I know, their schools kind of rally everybody, and sometimes you'll see, like, I know when a softball player won last year, and I think with Enterprise this year, all these small schools, they want to see their kid win, you know, the kid from their division win. So they all vote, even if it's a rival school, they're voting for them. You know, so you see, a little bit more of a concerted effort to kind of vote, but it would be nice to see. I was surprised, frankly, because I know the Cougar fans are super loyal, like, our family's really divided, red and blue, but the Cougar fans are like, you know, they're crazy. They're fans of everything that BYU does, from, you know, badminton to football, you know. So I was surprised that they didn't win, that one of them, that Sean or Jen or the team didn't win. But, you know,
I think we were all surprised with the women's volleyball team. It was great what they did and to see what they, you know, accomplished this year. I'm surprised you didn't do a Kanye West, Taylor Swift, get up there and tell the women's volleyball team they deserved it.
Oh, I can't. You know what? And I thought the team category was a tough one. That was a tough one. And I love that award. It's probably my favorite award. Besides the highlight, yeah. I don't know. It would be a toss-up between the highlight and the team award. You know, American Forks cross country team, you know, I mean, they're just, nobody pays attention to cross country, but they're so unbelievably dominant. And you're talking about high school kids where you don't go out and recruit. It's not a college program, you know, but to see what Sean and his staff did with that team and the players they had and a lot of local kids on that team, a lot of local Utah women. And I just love their stories. I loved, it was a great year, and I would have loved to see them get a little moment. But, you know, I cover Utah football too, so that's not too bad.
Yeah. Well, sometimes, you know, just football and basketball tend to win out and popular, especially here in the state of Utah. It's hard to sway popular opinion when it comes to their sports that they love. Amy, thank you so much for joining us, giving us an update on all this. Anything that you're working on that we should look out for? You got an article that you're going to be publishing pretty soon?
Well, we lost a boxing legend. I don't know if you guys heard, Jay Fulmer passed away today, this morning. So I do have a story on him. And,
great pugilist.
Anybody who knows anything about boxing knows the Fulmer brothers, and so the two of them have now passed away, and Gene Fulmer's actually, his health is not great either. So he'll be inducted into the National Golden Gloves Hall of Fame in May, Jay will. But, yeah, so that's a little bit sad, but I am working on a story. I hope to come down there to BYU and include the Cougars in my, doing a little feature that should run this summer that will be a ton of fun, and I will definitely let you guys know before it runs. But yeah, I'm gonna.
So you can't give us any more than that. You're just gonna say it might be.
But I have to tell you, like, I've been listening to all this stuff about conference expansion and all this other stuff, and I have to tell you, like, Tom Homo is one of my all-time favorite human beings on the planet. And if anybody can figure out and navigate this landscape, he's the guy.
I love it.
Have faith.
I like it. I love it. I love the faith, love the confidence. I love me some TH as well. Tom Homo, everybody needs a little TH in their life. Amy, thank you so much. I look forward to doing it again.
You're welcome. Okay, see you guys later.